Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text that I have chosen for this morning's sermon is the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, which was read a few minutes ago. One day, I hope I am lucky enough or blessed enough to be able to visit some of the churches in Europe. The cathedrals in Europe are some of the most magnificent buildings in the world, and they are steeped in history. They are absolutely beautiful. Underneath these cathedrals, though, you find a site that, well, it's not quite as beautiful. It's beneath these churches that you find the crypts. You find the crypts of deceased kings and queens and other dignitaries. And as you move beyond those, you find the bone rooms. The bone rooms are an endless maze of bones, skulls and other bones stacked floor to ceiling, bones that are waiting for the day of the resurrection of the dead. We confess the resurrection of the dead every Sunday. And yet, as you look at those bones, you really have to wonder how there can be any life at all. Ezekiel today is given a vision that wasn't much different. A valley full of dry, dead bones. And as he walked among them, he looked at them, and he didn't see life. But then the Lord shows Ezekiel that the Spirit of God is the one who breathes life into dry, dead bones. The Lord gives Ezekiel this vision as he languishes with tens of thousands of other people in exile in Babylon, modern day Iraq. Israel had been a great nation, secure and successful, but that is all gone now. They are defeated, and what they once were is just a dim memory. As the Lord walks Ezekiel through the valley, he explains, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel." As the Babylonian army had swept across Israel, they had left behind them in their wake death and destruction. Dead bones were a common sight. The Lord, though, as he talks about these bones, isn't just talking about physical death. He also tells Ezekiel that the bones are spiritually dead because of their sinfulness. They had sinned against God. They had rejected his ways. They had been irreverent towards his name, so he punished them. Still, they didn't stop, so he disciplined them even more. And now they are spiritually dead, and many are physically dead. In their death, the people thought that they were alone. They thought that God had forgotten them. They cry, "Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off." They are completely hopeless. The great thing about God, though, well, there's a lot of great things about God, but what's fitting today is that God is going to give them hope. In this vision, he shows them that even though they rejected him, he is gracious and loving, and so he was going to bring them back to life. As Ezekiel walked among the bones, life was far from his mind. But when God asks, "Can these bones live?" Ezekiel doesn't say, "Of course not." He says, "Lord, you know." Ezekiel is going to preach the word of God to these dead bones. And the bones are going to hear. They will receive muscles and skin and life so that everyone will know that God is Lord. The people will be restored to life 70 years later when they are allowed to finally come home. And they are going to be spiritually restored because God says to them, I will cleanse you from all your sins. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, who breathes life into them, giving them forgiveness, which gives them hope. In Colossians, Paul tells us that Christians were not much different than Israelites. We too were dead in our sins. Because of our sins, we are exiled from God's presence. We don't have access to Him. We are hopeless and lost. In his vision, the Lord tells Ezekiel that the bones are the whole house of Israel. And this means us too. We're not part of the old Israel. We're part of the new Israel, the church. We are dead, dry bones because of our sinfulness. And one day, we'll be like the bones in the crypts and in the bone rooms and in Ferguson Cemetery. Our disobedience to God has brought us both spiritual and physical death. We are part of that valley of dead, dry bones. We are part of that valley, that pile of bones. And this means that we are saved by God's grace too. The breath of the Holy Spirit enters us and fills our bones and gives us life. God has remained gracious to us even while we rejected Him, because He sent His Son to die for us. To die in our place. Jesus died, and yet where our bones are broken and scattered, not a single one of Christ's bones was broken. Where our bodies begin to decay as soon as life leaves them, His body never did. He died, He completely died, but death has no power over Him. So now, God's great grace comes to you and gives you life. You are spiritually restored because you are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven, for God has called you out of spiritual exile back to Himself so that you can have that loving relationship once again. It seems unbelievable that the bones in the valley could come to life. But God's word did it. And now you have life because God's word has come to you as well. You now have a new life. But because you have a new life, you also have a new spiritual life. You can have the hope that one day, your body and the body in all the graves and the crypts and the bone rooms will be raised to life and reunited with their souls. Our bodies are going to be raised from the dead just as Jesus was raised from the dead. The Lord promises you, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord. The sight of God's people coming out of the bone rooms and the graveyards is going to be absolutely unbelievable and incredible. I can't wait for that day. Until that day, the Holy Spirit daily breathes life into us. As we hear the word, remember our baptism, receive the Lord's Supper. These means of grace give us the benefits of Christ. They give us life. They restore our spiritual life so that we can look forward to our eternal physical life. We are drawing near to the end of our Lenten journey. We are drawing closer to our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. It's only in Christ that the church finds hope. The hope in Christ who died and 3 days later rose from the dead. You are a follower of Christ. You have been baptized into Christ. You have been buried with Christ. And you have been raised with him. Through the water and the word, you are given life. Every day you are given new life as the Spirit breathes in you forgiveness and makes you new. By God's grace, you can have hope and a new life centered on him. God's Spirit gives life now, and it'll give life on the last day. Our graves will be open. Our dry bones will be reunited with our souls in heavenly splendor. And this is true. This is God's promise, and you can put all your hope into this promise of new spiritual and physical life. Because the Lord tells Ezekiel, and he tells you, I have spoken, and I will do it. Amen. Now the peace which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.